kind of trying to achieve balance in my life with the things that I'm passionate about, but also making sure I'm putting my recovery first.
Right. And how difficult is it for you to put your recovery first? What does that look like? I mean, how challenging is that for you now?
It's getting easier now, a little over a year into it. I mean, I think that, what I realized, especially looking back on the year and a half or so preceding my actual relapse, I mean, I describe it as an emotional relapse of about a year and a half before I actually picked up a drink,
right,
where, you know, people can find all kinds of different ways to escape from feelings and to numb out, and one of my favorite go-to maladaptive behaviors was to work too much. And so I was... That's when I started the nonprofit, and I have a jewelry business, and I was just absolutely working as much as I possibly could because I didn't want to stop and feel all the feelings. And so coming back from recovery, my number one priority, coming back from treatment rather, my number one priority was to try to slow down. And it shows me how, you know, busyness can also be a form of addiction, really, because...
Yeah.
It was very challenging in the first 3 or 4 months. I lost my license as a result of my relapse, and so I couldn't drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was kind of like the universe telling me, this is your moment to hit the giant pause button and learn how to just be in your own skin and not try to, achieve your world domination plans. So it took a lot of adjusting, and I'm always full of ideas, and there's always, you know, really cool people that I meet that are doing really cool things that I want to partner with. And I had to say no to a lot of things that my mind, if not my gut, wanted to say yes to.
Yeah.
And it was very uncomfortable. I didn't like it very much in the beginning, but I'm slowly becoming, I would say, more intuitive to kind of preserving my balance and my, you know, my priorities, which are my sobriety first and then my family and, you know, but on top of all of that, as I think we talked about before, I have to have that, I'm developing that intuition of putting myself first, not in the arrogant or egotistical way, but as long as I'm sort of really actively engaging in self-care, then all the rest of it will fall into place. And
right,
that's taken at least a year to get to the point where I can, let me put it this way, like a year into this now, this sort of new balance, you know, being able to exist without being busy all the time, I have to basically ignore my first instinct for everything and wait until the second instinct comes,
right,
you know.
Right, because our brain is saying drink now.
Drink now or go run that project or go, you know, start this new company or do
wind
something.
Me up.
And so wind me up, go. And so I have to kind of wait for that urge to pass and then see what the next thing is that's coming down the pike.